This is Heiko, and today we're going to review a cool box of tech, especially for blind. It's called the Mini Guide. This is my first podcast, and it will be recorded by an Olympus WS320M, and I'll use Goldwave to edit the sound afterwards to cut out all my misspellings or too long pauses. Okay, now the Mini Guide, what is it about? It is a tool for helping you to navigate inside and outside, and it's a kind of portable bat. It works using ultrasonic techniques and locates obstacles or any kind of things in your way. So you can use it to prevent hitting pillars of traffic lights, and also you can use it to look for such things. So for example, if you look for a mailbox, you can scan your surrounding and you don't have to wave around with your cane. The Mini Guide is made by a company called GDP Research from Australia, and I don't know their homepage, but there is a German homepage under www.miniguide, one word, miniguide.de. But I think if you do a search in Google, GDP Research and Mini Guide in one word, you'll probably find their homepage. In this spring, there was the current model presented, which I currently have in my hand, and this model is now in a hardcover case, so in a real plastic box. The versions earlier have been in a kind of leather box or leather purse. So this is a current model, and it's very small. It weighs about 60 grams, and it is so long as my hand is wide, so I can use put it in a kind of landscape or on top of my hand, and this around about 3 centimeters wide and about 2 centimeters high. It has a cord for attaching it to your hand, and it is held in your hand when using it, and so the cord prevents you from dropping it, and so it doesn't drop to the floor. And also attached to the cord is a kind of protection for the sensible part of this, so kind of cap for the front, and it won't get loose because it's attached to the cord, so you just have to pull it off and release it, and so you won't lose it. The Mini Guide is very simple in using. It just has one single button, and that's all. And all the settings you make are done by holding down and the button and wait for special reactions. Unfortunately for this podcast, the Mini Guide is extremely silent. It is possible to attach earphones to it, and then it will beep, but mainly the system is made to carry it in your hand, and it will vibrate when there is something in front of you or in the direction where you point it. And I'll try to record some beeps of it, but it won't help getting a real feeling for this. So all we can do is that I can explain it. I'm sorry. But the advantage of not needing to use earplugs when you go outside is very helpful, because it is very easy to distinguish or to recognize the vibrations in your hand, and you can use your ears for orientation as before, and they are not blocked or otherwise influenced. Also, I found this kind very helpful, but it is also possible to use it with earphones, and the kind of reaction is quite the same. The mini guide is powered by a 3-volt photo battery. It is not rechargeable, and I haven't found a rechargeable solution so far. So this is one of the disadvantages you have to buy these kind of batteries. But these are stand batteries, so you don't have to buy it directly by a special dealer. You can use any Photoshop in your city, or buy it by several bigger electronic distributors. The battery for this mini guide holds about 100 hours when using the vibration, and so says the manual, around about 1,000 hours when you just use the earplugs. So this is a very long time, and it will last for months now. So I still have the original battery in it, and so I cannot tell directly how long it will last for my things, but when I read a couple of test reports, there was nothing indicating that there would be something different than they say in the manual. The mini guide can measure or can detect things in a distance from 8 meter down to a 0.5 meter, and these are the distances: 4 meter, 2 meter, 1 meter, 0.5 meter, and 8 meter, to which the device can be set. So these are the maximum ranges. So when you set it to 4 meters, it will detect, start detecting things which are 4 meters or closer. It will start vibrate faster as more close these things come. And the really interesting thing that I wasn't able to believe before is that it doesn't matter if the obstacles or things are very small. So the distance, the vibration will not be affected by bigger or smaller things. So if it can detect it, it will show you the distance correctly, and you will notice the same difference, the same speed of vibration for, let's say, a traffic light, a part of a traffic light 1 meter ahead of you, or a wall. This is very important, because you can trust on the speed of the vibrations, and so you will. Well, so I learned after some days of training which kind of signals were only made by people going by me and not hitting me, and which kind of signals were so close that I had to react or look for these things. These when the device comes, it is set to a range of 4 meters, and I think for the first tries and for the first runs, it is very okay with, for this setting. And if you have to change these, or if you want to change these things, you just push the single button and keep on holding it. The system will wake up and vibrate once to tell it is there. And when you keep on holding down the button after a few seconds, the system will vibrate and will go through the options 4 meters, 2 meters, 1 meter, 0.5 meter, and 8 meter. And when you release the button after one of those clicks, the system is set to this setting and will jump to that setting when the system is turned on afterwards. So you just set it, for example, to 2 meters by pushing down the button when it is off, it will wake up, making a short vibration. You wait, then you wait for the first vibration for 4 meters, then for the second 2 meters, and then you release the button, and then the system will be set to 2 meters. And when you turn it off and turn it on again, it will keep on working in the 2 meters different distance. And I've not found a real reason why I still work in the 2 meter range, and there's no real reason to change it. So I'm working on this distance for a long time now. But of course, it's possible. The system can also be set to a kind of advanced settings. This includes kind of up to three profiles. So the same thing I just described can be made for two other places. So if you push the on button, you get to the first setting, then you push it again, and instead of just turning off, as it doesn't the default setting, it will switch to the second setting and then to the third. And this is for the purpose of using different ranges quickly. For example, from quickly switching from 4 meter to, let's say, 1 meter for fine grain navigation. I don't use this very much, but I can imagine that this may be very helpful in special situations. Okay, so there may be real reasons to do this. And that's almost all this mini guide does. There are special settings for finding gaps in walls and to turn down the intensity, but I haven't tested that these things very much, and I think they will only be helpful in special kind of situations. So I found the mini guide very helpful, and I turned it on whenever I'm outside and using my cane, because it gives me additional information I can get from my cane. For example, when people walk in front of me, or when I run into traffic lights or traffic signs. So things I haven't noticed before, and this is why I find the mini guide very helpful. On the web you will find the manual for this, and I think it's a really good manual, so you won't have to worry where to learn it from. And there are many test results from this mini guide, and they all are very positive. So I think this is all there's to say about the mini guide. It costs about 600 euros, so it's quite expensive, even if the manufacturers say it's quite cheap for this kind of technique. So I don't know, but I'm very happy that I invested this money and made my life more safer. Applications for these are not only outside, also inside when navigating, for example, in rooms with many tables and, for example, noise, so that I can't only use my ears. I also use it in our fitness center when there's a couple of music played, and so I can't orientate very much only using my ears, and so I just turn on the mini guide and can prevent hitting all of this machine standing there, and this works really very well. Okay, that's so far from me now. Bye bye from Michael.